Harper Audio presents The Dream by Agatha Christie, performed by Hugh Fraser.
The Dream. Hercule Poirot gave the house a steady, appraising glance. His eyes wandered a moment to its surroundings. The shops, the big factory building on the right, the blocks of cheap mansion flats opposite. Then once more, his eyes returned to Northway House, a relic of an earlier age, an age of space and leisure, when green fields had surrounded its well-bred arrogance. Now it was an anachronism, submerged and forgotten in the hectic sea of modern London, and not one man in 50 could have told you where it stood. Furthermore, very few people could have told you to whom it belonged, though its owner's name would have been recognized as one of the world's richest men. But money can quench publicity as well as flaunt it. Benedict Farley, that eccentric millionaire, chose not to advertise his choice of residence. He himself was rarely seen, seldom making a public appearance. From time to time, he appeared at board meetings, his lean figure, beaked nose, and rasping voice easily dominating the assembled directors. Apart from that, he was just a well-known figure of legend. There were his strange meannesses, his incredible generosities, as well as more personal details, his famous patchwork dressing gown, now reputed to be 28 years old, his invariable diet of cabbage soup and caviar, his hatred of cats. All these things the public knew. Hercule Poirot knew them also. It was all he did know of the man he was about to visit. The letter, which was in his coat pocket, told him little more. After surveying this melancholy landmark,